Steve, I see you reaching out, writing letters, and reaching out and touching people. There's a connecting thing that I see in you. I have a daughter-in-law who's this maven of relationships. She just draws. She connects people and keeps people connected, and you're going to do that. So there's something about corresponding with people who are away somewhere. Now, of course, that would probably be Facebook or something else. But it could be letters, but it's probably Facebook. But it's all the same. It's a corresponding and a connecting with people. Second, I see that as you do this, that there's a spiritual gift of exhortation in you. That just simply means you just have a sense of the value of people or the worth that they have. And this is something you didn't work for. It's just there. You have a sense of it. And you're able to make unusual friends. You have some friends that maybe other people just can't, maybe don't even understand why you got this relationship or how you can do that or why you went out to the Burger King with them. It's because you have this ability that comes from the Holy Spirit to just sense the worth that's in somebody. And God's going to use that. And you have this teaching thing, this ability to deliver the goods to people to help them become what they ought to be. Sounds like an Army commercial, doesn't it? Be all you can be, and I'm going to help you be all you can be. But you do, this is a teacher gift in you that helps you deliver that so people can be what they can be. And you also have this ability to attract at times. You have an ability to sometimes want to help people when you shouldn't. It's a misplaced mercy, right? And we call it, or at least I speak to myself and I say it's an unrighteous mercy. Because sometimes mercy can be used in such a way that it doesn't encourage people to really deal with the thing that's going on. You just sort of help them make it better. When they maybe don't need to make it better, they need to be confronted or have an intervention or whatever it is. You would be really good at an intervention. You know what I mean by an intervention? Okay. You would be really good at that. So you need to be careful about this. It's like a secondary gift, which is the mercy thing. You need to be careful that you use it in such a way so it solves problems and doesn't just extend the problem. Okay, next. There's a healing side to what you're doing. You need to be praying for people, laying hands on sick people and praying for them, because the mercy gift helps. Well, it's a good way to pray. So God's going to use that. There's also a something about you and children. You're going to be really good. I think you already are, but you're also going to be really good over the years with ministry to children, with taking care of children, training them, rebuking them, do the whole thing. You have a balance about that. This is interesting. Most people, sometimes they worry about, oh, I'm being too hard on these kids, or I'm not being hard enough, or I need to say this. You just have a balance, and it's something God's given you to sort of know how to talk to kids and to know when to be a little tough and when to be gentle. And you don't need to read a book about it. It's just something God's already put in you, and he's going to use that. I'll use that in a lot of different venues. And actually, I see you somewhere outside of this country where it's hot. And I see you ministering to children who have brown skin. It's not Africa. It's Latino or somewhere like that. But I see you ministering to children in short-term missions. So if you haven't done that, you need to grab hold of that one and go do that, because God's going to use you, and you need to expect miracles when you're there. Amen. I see you, your foot touching the ground, and you're different. And there's going to be a faith in you to pray for miracles, and you're going to see blind eyes open. I see the eyes. I see a set of eyes looking at you. And they're roomy. They're all runny and pus-filled and cloudy. And I see you praying for this kid, and those eyes coming just as clear as can be. Big brown eyes looking at you all of a sudden, just like that. So believe for the miracles. God's going to use you that way. Okay? Now, you married, or how old are you?
24.
24. Are you married? Okay. Are you engaged?
No.
Committed?
No.
No. All right.
You are.
Yeah. Okay. The word is strength. God's going to put you with a man who's a strong man. He's going to be a strong man physically. He's going to be a strong man in the spirit. And he's going to be strong enough that he intimidates you. So don't settle for weakness. And don't let the mercy gift lead you to a weak man. Because God's got strength for you. The word is strength. The word over your children, you will have children, is strength. All right, and I see you in one day surrounded by these big husky guys, and one of them's got red hair. Don't know about the red hair, but one of them's got red hair. And big, and you're like this little tiny thing surrounded by these big oak tree guys. So, strength, okay? Amen.
And listen, don't be afraid to challenge
people. There's another part of you that don't be afraid to challenge people to a higher walk. There's something about banality, ordinariness that you cannot stand. And that's put there by God. You're like a quality control thing for people's lives. Don't be afraid to challenge people to higher existence.
Amen. It's a night. Just you need to receive something from God that you didn't think you deserve. I don't know what it is. I'm just laying hands on you and saying, go ahead. There's something that says, I don't deserve this. There's something in you that says, I'm not qualified. I'm disqualified. And God just wants to bring over you tonight with words a revelation of his grace and mercy. Because guess what? Every human in the earth says, I don't deserve what God gives me. Well, not everybody deserves it, but there's something you're just holding out to. And I think the Lord says, there's nothing too big that I can't heal and redeem. I just think there's something in your past that just crushed you. Just really, you felt like, I have so blown it, there's no way. And God says, oh yes, there is. There's always a way. All right, so God just says, can we get rid of that tonight together, you and God? Can you just finally just say, it's yours, Lord? I don't know what it is, but you just need to say, you're going to walk out of here tonight and say, I'm not touching that thing again. And Michael used a great word, misplaced. It was misplaced in your theology and in your list. You're a list person. You love lists. And there's a list that you've kept on the side of, these are the things I've blown. These are the things that are always going to haunt me. And you know, that's the beautiful thing about the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Washes white as snow. You know, he blots out every handwriting of ordinance against us. I mean, that's like removes it. It wasn't like, you know, white out. How many remember white out? I'm dating myself again. Darn. Okay, well, there used to be this stuff. For all you young people, never mind. God just doesn't whitewash and paint over it. He removes it, okay? So tonight's a night of just, I'm getting happy just prophesying over you. I just sense the Father's smiling on you and going, I've been trying to tell her this. And you just need some stranger to show up on a Saturday night, come in out of town, and just say to you, God forgives you completely. Yes. And you know, we all wrestle with that. There's sometimes we go, how could he ever forgive me? And you know, God says, I just I do. I completely forgive you. And it's over, and it's under the blood, and it's not to be brought up again. And I think tonight's going to be a new strength to wage good warfare, okay, with prophecy, due to the fact that God says you are forgiven, and you are redeemed, and you are completely whole. And you're going to take off tonight. God's strapping some rockets on your feet tonight. Well, you're sitting here, you're just receiving all this, and there's angels down there hooking up Holy Ghost rockets. And when you leave the parking lot, it's like they're going to light you up, and something's going to take off in you. Part of the vision that God was prophesying about earlier, that's you. You're part of the 20-something, so get into it. I see you. You need to speak up a little more. Now, you've got your times, you're opinionated, but it's going to carry some more weight this time. God is validating you tonight in front of the whole church and saying, she's got something to say. She's got ideas. You've got some great renovation ideas. You're going to be part of the renovation team. You're going to say, you know, we really need to get rid of this. Or we really need to change that. And it's been in you, but you've said, I got to be respectful to my elder. I'm not going to say anything. And there's been a side of you that says, I'm being critical. I don't want. But God says, speak up. Speak up in the right spirit. You got the right spirit, but you got great ideas. And they're new. And they're your generation. And they're contemporary. And they're going to be relevant. And we need to hear that. The older generation, we have to keep our ear bent toward the younger generation to find out how we can be relevant to them and reach them with the gospel. So you're going to be a real bridge between those coming and those that have gone before. And God says, you got some stuff to say, and get it out there. Get some more lists going, all right? Give the elders some lists and the other leaders, give them lists. And you're going to be part of bringing some contemporary, relevant procedures and ideas into the practice of the house. Even some things they're going to be doing outside the house. You've got some great ideas on how to gather people. You know, you look so nice up here, but you're a party animal. You love parties. You love parties with all the trimmings, themes, and costumes even. You like costumes. What is it with you and costumes? Something about, let's have a theme, let's all dress up, let's all do this, and everybody goes home with something that's the same. And you know what it is? There's something about you that speaks community and team. We're one, and you are going to be stirring the pot, and you are going to really cause some things to really happen. And God's going to use that for a way to reach the lost. You're going to do some things that don't look like church, smell like church, or act like church, but it's going to be kingdom, because you're going to love people. Say, we love you guys, will you come? We're going to invade your neighborhood, or we're going to invite this, and here's the party, here's the theme, here's what you got to do, and we're going to have fun. And it's going to be great. People are going to get excited. People are going to open their wallets. I want to tell you something. You have an anointing to raise funds. And God's going to use you to raise funds for the kingdom, for projects. You have the ability to walk in and get stuff for free. And God says, use it to the glory of God. You're going to walk in and say, you know, our church really needs this. We're doing this outreach, or we've got a plan to go in. And by the time you get done, they're going to say, so what do you need? And they're just going to give it. And you need to believe God for that. That's favor, and that's kingdom advance, and that's the resources of heaven being opened up to you. So think big. Get some big projects going. Make it impossible, okay? Because when God shows up, then you'll say, God gets all the glory. Because, you know, there's no way we could have pulled that off. And so God's just lifting the lid right off of you tonight. He's opening you up. And all these things about your future, it's going to be great. But in the meantime, take the kingdom by storm, okay? Be violent about advancing the kingdom. And then all these other things will be added to you.
Just to add a few things and confirm a few things, I want to confirm the teaching gift. The moment you sat down, I had to blink my eyes a few times because I thought I was looking at Beth Moore. I don't know if you know who Beth Moore is. Beth Moore is a teacher of the word who's on TV now, has a strong word of exhortation. And I believe that God is saying to you that if you have any fears of the microphone, you're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to get over that. If you have any fears of speaking in front of people, shake that off, because there is a word that's on the inside of you. There's a teaching anointing. There's such a deep well on the inside of you that God says, it's time to start releasing some of what I've put on the inside of you. And you will stand in places, and you will stand behind some pulpits, and you will share, and you will give a word of exhortation of what the Lord is saying, because God says that he's put that teaching anointing within you, and it's time to believe in that. It's time to believe this call that God's put in. It's as when Moses saw the bush burning, he set himself aside. It's tonight, you're setting yourself aside. God, what is this thing that you have with me? And the Lord's saying, I've put a teaching anointing on the inside of you. So I want you to be comfortable with that, because God will give you the opportunity to minister from that teaching anointing. Also about finances, I hear the Lord saying that he wants to teach you about the stock market, that he wants to teach you about stocks and bonds. And I saw you holding a paper open and looking and following some stuff, and it's going to help you. It's going to be a blessing to you of understanding the economy. There's a wisdom coming to you about finances. I even see you around the coffee table having a conversation about, is it time to buy or is it time to sell? That God wants to give you some of that insight, and it's going to help you in your ministry. You are very much on the exterior, young lady, but nonetheless, I keep seeing a picture of you rolling up your sleeves and just these strong arms coming out, and God has anointed you where you will stand in place and do things that normally men do. And God says that you will have and you will be able to do it, and you will carry your own. You are anointed, and God says you will be able to do that. And people look at you and say, but wait a minute, why should you be... And you're just one that says, it has to get done. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get it done. And God says that you're not afraid of hard work. You're not afraid of getting it done. And the Lord says that you will very much be a blessing to this building team. Be a blessing to what God's going to release. I also saw a picture of you going in the community and recruiting the young adults. And it's as though you're the face of what God is, of how God is moving through the young adults today and now. There's a movement, there's a sound, there's something that's coming forth of what God is doing among the youth. And God says, I'm putting you at the forefront. I'm putting you in the front lines, says the Lord. You will be one that will encourage others to get involved. And people will see you and say, well, is she there? Well, then I want to be there. There's an attraction. People want to start connecting to be a part of it because you are, because there's a sound that God is releasing, and you are very much in the center of what God is doing. So there you go for being at the right place at the right time. Amen? Also it was prophesied over you about your future marriage, and really what I was hearing was that the Lord saying that... God has kept away and is keeping away Mr. Wrong. I kept seeing someone trying to come in, and God just blocking. So there's a Mr. Wrong out there, but that God was blocking stuff off just to keep you focused. And so you'll recognize that, and you'll see God working with you in that, but it's no stress to you, no pressure to you. You just be led of the Lord, and God's going to lead you, and he's going to open this up, and it's nothing that you have to strive into, but God's going to do this for you. You will have the fullness of what he promised for you. You will hit the mark, and there's almost an anxiety, but what if I can't do it? What if I don't know how? I see questions, but what about this? What about that? And the Lord says, I want you to forget about all that. I want you to just trust me. I want you to trust me. You will hit the mark. God is preparing you like that arrow, and he's shooting you precisely. And I see you hitting the center of that target. And the Lord says, you will hit the mark as you're led by me, says the Lord. Amen.
That was good.
Father, we thank you for,
praise God,
for our sister and... Father, we do declare that all these words, Father, we thank you for them. We thank you that they've been declared over her in the spirit realm. I thank you that tonight, Lord, she's being catapulted forward. I thank you that she's being moved forward in your spirit. She's being moved into a new place in you, God. We thank you for that, Lord, and we declare nothing will be forgotten. Nothing will fall to the ground. Lord, we thank you that she will not only bear fruit from what's been spoken tonight, but will bear much fruit and will walk in it confidently in Jesus' name.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's all right. Go ahead.
No.
Rich?